Happy birthday, sweetheart.
You know, Walter, I was just in the bathroom combing my hair, and there was this little, tiny little bird just chirping away right outside the window, and I thought to myself, oh, today I am 51 years old. I've been listening to little birdies chirp for over half a century, and, you know, I couldn't help myself, Walter. I raised the window, and there was this cute little bird. It couldn't have been 5 feet away, a little robin. And you know what I said to that bird?
What?
Go choke on a worm, you twerp! I'm old, Walter. I'm old. Oh, I'm old, Walter. Old. I'm old.
Come on, Walter. You're 51. You've been depressed all week, and I think you're overreacting.
That's what old people do, Walter. They overreact.
Happy birthday, Mother.
Oh, Carol. You don't know how lucky you are. I mean, I would kill for the chance to use my doll again.
Well, I think I have something that'll cheer you up.
Come on, Maud, smile. Look at me, I'm 54 and I'm happy.
That, my darling, is because you're dumb.
Ready, Walter?
All set.
Happy birthday to you.
Come on, Moore, blow out the candles.
Blow out the... Sergio Franchi couldn't blow out this many candles.
Come on, Ma, if you don't put them out, it's bad luck.
So much for bad luck.
Come on, Maud. That's the only chance we have for a little celebration.
Yeah, with you and Vivian flying up to Boston Day for your college class reunion.
You know, she's been like this all week. All of a sudden, she thinks she's old.
Where would she get an idea like that? What makes her think 51 makes a difference?
You see that? When you're old, people talk about you as if you're not there.
Mother.
Hi, can I come in?
Oh, hi.
Hello. Happy birthday, Maud. I just brought you a little present, but I want you to undo it before we go to our class reunion.
Oh, is this sweet, Walter? Look what Vivian brought me for my birthday. Our morning paper.
No! It's not today's paper, silly. This is the New York Times, Maud, from the day you were born.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Look! Look at it! Look here! Look! Calvin Coolidge was president.
Calvin Coolidge!
And look at this! Look! Rudyard Kipling has written new book.
New book?
Look here! Sirloin steak! 12 cents a pound! This is over half a century old. And this is an antique. Just look at it. It's all yellow and cracked. Oh, I know you're a little depressed. But you'll feel all right tonight when we see all our old chums at the reunion. And speaking of that, you better go get dressed because the plane for Boston leaves at noon.
Listen, Vivian, everybody, I might as well tell you, I have decided I am not going to the reunion.
What?
You're not going?
You're what?
Maud, wouldn't it be worth going just to see Katie Malloy?
Oh, come on, Katie Malloy wouldn't bother coming to some dumb reunion.
Oh, but I heard Katie's going to be there.
You're kidding.
No.
What? I had no idea that Katie would show up.
Who's Katie Malloy?
Oh, Katie Malloy. Katie Malloy is probably the dearest, funniest person I have ever met.
Oh, Maud and Katie had the whole campus laughing.
Gosh, I'll never forget the first time we met. She told me I was the tallest woman she'd ever seen who wasn't a nun. How I could never be blue when Katie was around. Vivian, do you remember Katie's water trick? You remember when before class she'd take a mouthful of water and keep it in her mouth, keep it closed. And then when the professor turned his back, she spritz it all over everybody. Well, you had to be there.
We had a guy like that in the army, only he used to take a mouthful of these baked beans.
Never mind.
I'll bet we didn't have one party on campus where Maud and Katie didn't sing Sonny Boy.
Vivian, Vivian, Sonny Boy.
What was so special about Sonny Boy?
Oh, well, it was the way we did it.
Listen, let's show them.
Yeah, come let's
on,
do it.
I'll take Katie's part. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Climb up on my knees.
What's my name?
Sonny Boy.
How old am I?
Well, you're only three.
What's my name?
Sonny Boy.
Where was I sent from?
You're sent from heaven.
And what do you know?
And I know your words.
What did I make for someone?
You made a heaven.
For who, right where, on what?
For me, right here on earth.
Have you ever speculated about old age?
Well, I'm old and gray, dear.
What should I promise?
Promise you won't stray, dear.
Why, Mommy?
'Cause I love you so.
What the hell is my name?
Sonny Boy.
College kids today don't know that you can have fun without drugs. Listen, where is that invitation? I'm gonna call.
Who are you calling?
I'm gonna call and leave a funny message for Katie at the hotel. You know, like your wig maker called, your chest hair is ready.
You mean you're going to the reunion?
Well, of course I'm going.
Oh, goody!
I mean, I'm not some old person who sits around and mopes. I am young, alive, vital.
Oh, Mother, listen to this. The day you were born, Vitaphone Studios signed Al Jolson for the first talking picture.
Oh, my God. I was saying Mammy 3 years before Al Jolson. I'm old. I am old. Old. O-L-D-E. That's how old. Excuse me.
Please, I'm the chairman of this reunion. I've got a million things to do. Come on. I haven't seen you in 30 years. Now stop bothering me.
Richie, look, this is very important. Tell me, is Katie Malloy coming?
Yes, she called from the lobby. She's on her way up. Now get off my back.
George, you forgot the
phone. She's on her way up.
Well,
let's go and meet her at the elevator.
Okay.
Come on. Knowing Katie, she'll probably make an entrance doing cartwheels.
I know it.
Ma, how are you?
Hi, excuse me.
Hello. Oh, Vivian, I don't want to repeat myself, but thanks again for bringing me here. I have an idea. I'm going to surprise Katie. I'm going to surprise her. I'm going to sit right here, and I'm going to take a sip of this drink and hold it in my mouth, and then when she calls my name, I'm going to turn around and...
Oh, Britson, Albert, you love it.
Good. Here's the elevator. Oh, the doors are opening.
Is she here? Is it Katie?
Yeah, she just got off the elevator.
What does she look like? What is she wearing? Does she have gray hair?
No,
no. She dyes it.
Still red.
Yeah.
Sort of a greenish dress. Oh, Maud, here she comes.
She doesn't see me, does she? Does she?
Maud, I don't think so, but I think you better turn around.
What, and spoil my surprise?
Maud? Maud? Maud, it's me. Katie!
Hello, Katie.
I've been looking everywhere for you. What were you doing in the kitchen?
Oh, I wanted to compliment the chef.
We haven't eaten yet.
I know that. I wanted to compliment him on his haircut.
I know what you were doing in there. You were avoiding Katie Malloy.
Oh, no, that is ridiculous.
No, it isn't. You only said two words to her, then you excused yourself. Listen, I've been talking to her for over half an hour, and Maud, she's just as wonderful as she ever was.
Vivian, half an hour? Didn't it bother you?
Didn't what bother me?
Oh, come on, Viv. I mean, the stroke. I mean, the way she looks, poor thing.
No, not really. Except, of course, every time I look at Katie, I... can't help thinking, there but for the grace of God goes Maud. Come on now, Maud, you've got to talk to her.
No. I can't. I can't. I mean, Katie'll... she'll be so uncomfortable.
Do you know what, Maud? You're not worried about Katie, you're worried about yourself.
Vivian.
That's true. You're depressed because you're 51 years old. Now you see Katie, who's the same age as you, in that wheelchair, and you think maybe the same thing will happen to you because you think you're getting old.
Oh, now this is ridiculous, Vic. I am the picture of health. I mean, look at this hand. Momentito. That's not my hand. This is an old hand. This is my mother's hand. Now look, I'm walking around with my mother's hand.
Stop. Come on. Katie, look who I found.
Hey, Maud, there you are.
I'm sorry, Katie, but I had to go stroke my face. I mean, fix my stroke. I mean, tinkle.
Come on, sit down.
Oh, Katie.
Ah, come on, Maud. I had a stroke. It's not the end of the world.
Let's not talk about that, huh?
Okay, we'll talk about something else. Ask me how my tennis game is. Oh, Maud, will you relax? You know, honey, having a stroke has its advantages.
Really? What advantages?
Well, for one thing, I don't have to stand up when they play the Star Spangled Banner. Fill me in on everything that you've been doing. I want to hear all the details.
Well, let's see. After we finished college, I got married, and then I had a baby, and then tonight I came here.
Come on now, you've done a lot more than that. Why, she's been married 4 times.
4 husbands. No wonder you look so tired.
Maud's not quite herself tonight, Katie. I think it's the excitement of seeing all her old friends again.
You know, I think it's one old friend in particular that's bothering Maud.
Look, Katie.
Yes, Maud?
Katie, will you excuse me? I have to find an aspirin.
Why? You have a headache?
Headache? Great idea. Ed, will you excuse me, please?
Still can't keep your hands off me, huh, Maud? You know, it's been 30 years, Maud. You ought to stop carrying that torch. You're only going to drive yourself crazy.
Ed. Would you do me a favor?
Sure, baby, sure.
Hold this ice cube for me.
Maud, you've always been close to Katie. You've got to talk to her.
Talk to her about what?
She's been telling people that you two are going to sing Sonny Boy.
She can't be serious.
Maud, she is not going to perform. If you don't talk to her, I will.
What are you going to say? No singing from wheelchairs after 8 o'clock?
Might be good.
Never. I'll tell her.
Good. Come on, Ed. Help me count the shrimp cocktails.
Listen, do you want me to help you tell Katie?
No. I'll handle it. Katie.
Yes, Maud.
Katie, I understand that you were thinking that possibly the two of us might sing Sonny Boy tonight.
Well, of course we're going to sing Sonny Boy, honey. We can't disappoint everybody.
Yeah, well, Katie, I mean, I don't think I'm in any shape. You know, I had an awful lot to drink tonight. I can't even walk a straight line.
Yeah, well, that makes two of us. Oh, well, honey, come on. You don't have to walk. Just climb on board.
Look, Katie, I mean, come on, we're not kids anymore, you know what I mean? I'm a little too old for this.
Oh, Maud, now, come on, honey, we can do it.
No, we can't, Katie. And you know why.
Do I really sing that bad?
Katie, will you stop making jokes? This isn't funny.
Hey, you know something? You're mad at me.
Oh, come on, Katie, of course I'm not mad at you.
Yes, you are, Maud. You're mad at me. You're furious.
Well, who wouldn't be? I turned 51 today, and I hate it. And the only reason I came to this dumb reunion was because I thought you could cheer me up.
Now here you come out in this thing and you talk like this. God, Katie, I didn't mean that.
Yes, you did, Maud. You meant that. Yes, you did, and I'm glad you said that. Maud, honey, listen. You know when you're driving in a car and some guy cuts you off, and you stick your head out the window and you scream, you creep, because you're mad? But you're mad because that other guy scared you. And that's why you're mad at me, Maud. I scare you.
It's true, Kate. You scare the hell out of me.
But why? Why? I'm okay. I'm alive. Last week, I moved this big toe. Next month, gee, maybe I'll be walking. Maud, I go to sleep every night, and I wake up every morning. I'm alive. I'm alive, Maud. So, honey, if you're afraid of me, you're just afraid of life.
You're incredible.
You know something? Having this throat has been bad news and good news. The bad news is I'm paralyzed. But the good news is my husband left me. There he was. Oh, Maud, you know, sweetheart, that's when I realized that it's the quitters that are really afraid of life. Maud, that's why I had to come here tonight. You know, I was afraid that if I didn't show up, well, Maud, you know me. I'm not a quitter. That's why I had to come here tonight. Maud, I just couldn't let you go out there and sing Sonny Boy all by yourself.
Oh, Katie, what does it take to knock the stuffing out of you?
Well, I've always found roughage helpful.
May I have your attention, please? As your class president, I'd like to say that I'm just as proud as punch to have made this reunion the wonderful success that it is. Oh.
Katie, let's liven things
Pamela
up a little.
Freeman, who sent
oh, boy,
out the
do they need us.
Jackie Koch, who arranged for the dinner. Let's not forget Bill Davenport, who donated all the liquor.
Oh, excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, for our first number tonight...
Wait a minute, what is this? I was reading.
I know, and we all enjoyed it immensely. Look, Richie, why don't you go swallow a duck? Maestro, a little funny music, please. Tell me, waiter, do you have frog's legs?
Yes, I do.
Well, how do you keep from jumping out of your pants?
Sir, could you lend me $150 for a cup of coffee?
$150 for a cup of coffee?
Well, you don't expect me to drink it in this outfit, do you?
Doctor, I have a terrible problem. Nobody pays any attention to me.
Next!
Now, forget it! We're wasting our time, Katie, on this bunch of deadheads. You're all terrible. You don't appreciate a good woman, and you don't appreciate a good joke. I mean, you've all forgotten how to laugh. Well, it's ridiculous if you think I'm going to waste an evening with you people every 30 years.
That's telling them, Maud.
They deserve it. I've a good mind to leave now while I still have my pride and my dignity.
Who wants to hear him do Sonny Boy? Come on. Can you do it, Marge? Come on.
How about it, Katie, huh?
No, I'm not in the mood anymore.
Oh, Katie, come on.
Hit it, maestro. Climb upon my knee.
What's my name?
Sonny Boy.
How old am I?
So you're only three.
What's my name?
Sonny Boy.
What is it that I don't know?
You've no way of knowing.
What is there no way of?
There's no way of showing.
What I mean to who?
What you mean to me.
What's my name?
Sonny.